Wisdom is something that I think we all desire. I mean, I don't know anyone on this planet who, if asked, wouldn't want to be wise. But I wonder just how high it is on our list of priorities, on our list of wants and desires. See, we long after different things in our lives. Sometimes we yearn for love, acceptance, companionship. Other times, it might be something more basic like enough food to eat. There are plenty of people on this earth who simply don't have the basics: food, clean water, and shelter. But in affluent places, we yearn, frankly, for silly things. A new pet dog, nice, but not essential. The latest hairstyle, the latest fashion accessory, a new dress in this season's colours, a new car, shiny and bright, just like the one on the TV advertisement. Right now, given what's going on in your life, what are you yearning for? What's the object of longing that's dominating your heart and your mind right at this moment? Does godly wisdom even feature in, say, your top three desires? If you're like most people, the answer is probably not. When Solomon, the son of King David, was still a young man, he became the king of Israel. What a huge responsibility, ruling a country that young, that immature, with so little experience. He knew it was way beyond him, just like many of the things that you and I confront in life are beyond us. One night he had a dream, and in that dream God said to him, "Ask what I should give you," 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. I wonder if God appeared to you and me in a dream one night and said that to us, what would we ask for? Well, here's what Solomon asked for, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. "Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. For who can govern this, your great people?" And then we're told in the very next verse, "It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, 'Because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked for, both riches and honor all of your life. No other king shall compare with you." 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 10 to 13. So, asking for wisdom, it seems, asking unselfishly for the right thing, is an act that pleases God and releases great blessing into our lives. Just imagine what your life would look like if you yearned for the wisdom of God. Imagine what your life would look like if, like King Solomon, you petitioned God for the wisdom to do the things that he has set before you, the things that in your heart of hearts you know are way beyond you. It would please the Lord no end. It would bring you rewards that go way beyond anything you could ever have imagined. That's God's word, fresh for you today.